The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This is an important story. Cervical cancer.
Yeah, the banner headline is terribly good news. Scientists believe that they are on the road to eradicating cervical cancer, or at least most forms of cervical cancer. The Lancet Medical Journal, they've analysed 65 studies across 14 countries and 60 million patients. Essentially, they've collated all the data and put it together and found that the vaccination against HPV, this is the virus that causes most cervical cancers, also causes some cancers in men as well. But anyway, they found the vaccination against HPV is working wonders. As they say, it has reduced HPV cases by 80% amongst teenagers and 66% amongst young women.
Fantastic.
And the success is such that they are predicting a dramatic fall in cervical cancer over the next 10 years or so, and possibly even to zero in the next 20 years. It's enormous positive if it goes that way.
Magnificent. And it's peer-reviewed as well. Just, I was talking about the heat wave before. Give us an update there.
Yeah, well, we've had the hottest June day ever, given that it's relatively early in the summer here. The hottest June day ever in France, Germany, Poland and the Czech Republic. The European heatwave is hitting 39 to 41 degrees. France and Spain could get to 45 here tomorrow, which is 113 degrees Fahrenheit in old money. And doesn't old
it's
money
warm.
Sound a lot, 113? Mm. Also, they've already got forest fires in Spain as a result of this. But spare a thought for us. We're only getting 32 degrees on Saturday, so, I mean, it's hot enough, frankly. But it happens to be Armed Forces Day. So pity all those uniformed soldiers and veterans and even the famous Chelsea pensioners in their full garb in 32 degrees.
They'll be hiring out all the chairs in Green Park and Hyde Park, won't they? All right. You have a warm weekend. Now, I'm off for a couple of weeks, so I'll see you in about a fortnight's time, Adam. Good to talk to you. Adam Gilchrist in London.